Alright, Jose, let's get started. So we left off on Kuf Pei Zayin. Ala Adam Miknos Mabat Shamit Bonin. Person has to acquire the perspective of someone ultimately again who is a contemplative individual. Yeshlan Ramos Shonos Shalhis Boninos. There are different levels of contemplation. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Heichan Shununsa. And again, a person's level of contemplation is obviously dependent on where they're holding in life. Aval ramat ha'esboninos tzricha lekabel omek lifnim me'omek v'mahalich ha'chaim kechol she'adam ischadid v'holek v'choshev. But obviously, it's important to remember that the concept of perspective is not just either, not perspective, I should say introspective or thoughtful. It's not just the pshat that a person is either an introspective or thoughtful person or not. There are varying degrees and varying levels of introspection and thought. And the whole idea is that a person's perspective, a person's level of introspection and personal thought should grow each and every day. See, writes over here that contemplation could occur on many different levels. It occurs in the realm of one's individual life, personal life. It occurs in the level of communal life. And it occurs in the level of global life as well. That a person contemplates their own life, a person contemplates national life, and a person just becomes a contemplative or introspective person in terms of my place in humanity. But in every situation, a person has to acquire a perspective of someone who is thoughtful, of someone who is introspective. L'dugma, let's give an example. L'fnei kishana haisa milchama ba'artzim la'akidosha. A year ago, there was war in Eretz Yisrael. I'm thinking, which war? I think that he's referring to the second Lebanon war over here. Which would just, I think it's what he's referring to. The second Lebanon war. So he says there was a war. That there was a war, everyone knows. The question is, how does everyone view the war? So he says something so interesting over here. He says, Adam hashtachi. So us, we'll call it a superficial individual. And when he says superficial individual, we're not knocking the person, just a person who's not thoughtful or contemplative. What is he going to do? What's going to be his first reaction to the war? Miyad dan ha'im rosh ha'memshala haramat kal osara bitachon ashimim. Right? So a superficial person, what's the first thing he's going to decide? Is the prime minister, right, the head of the army, or the defense minister, are they at fault? Right? The first thing we're going to look at is, who is to blame? Who is to blame? Who choshev kach? Now, why does a person think that way? So this is so profound. Why does a person? Why is that the default position? He says, "Who choshev kach? Mishum shezum haisa hakoteret biiton baboker lefnei shana." Why? Because why does he think like that? Because that was the headline in the newspaper a year ago. Right? So meaning, because the headline in the newspaper was, you know, the prime minister is at fault, defense minister is at fault, head of the army is at fault. Hulo choshe yosem izeh. Shlomo says a very important cloud. Most people do not think really way beyond the newspaper headlines. What they see on the newspaper headlines, ha'iton pashut minaseib lo asah hashiva ala nochala. What he sees in the newspaper literally goes ahead and paves the way for the way he thinks about the war. Mi hashem, who's at fault? Should we have gone to war, not gone to war? Should we have stopped in the middle, not stopped in the middle? How much should we give to bring captives home or not? Is this something that is important, necessary or not? What he's pointing out over here is that a person who's not contemplative, a person who's not thoughtful, So his entire thought process is simply molded by what he sees on the outside, right? So what he sees in the newspaper, what he hears people say around him, at the end of the day, that's what molds and forges his opinions and his thoughts. Aval adam shechay tamimo, but a person who lives a little bit more on the inside. Kishiyesh milchama ba'olam, when there is a war in the world, he begins to think about these things from the inside, from himself. We'll give a couple of examples. About in kavanas hadvarim shezut suras hayisbonim osayichiva the darka davka haadam hisbonim avala the adam the hitragel the hisbonim al dvarim mitzat tefisas nafsho mitzat hamikorios hapinimis shekayemes bo. The idea is that a person is supposed to think about things, but to think about things and to analyze things and to contemplate things from internal. Obviously, we're all affected and we're all almost somewhat molded by what we hear and what we see on the inside. The truth is, right, that is, especially in our day and age, that is the power of media. Right? The power of media is, and the truth is, you know, I always think it's an amazing thing today. You know, you could sign up for service, you know, on some of the news outlets, that they could send you like push messages, you know, if something happens. So you can get something, you know, right on your phone that says, you know, this breaking news, this just occurred. So we obviously are exceptionally impacted and affected by what we see on the outside. But the idea, says the Mechaber, is that we're supposed to strive to form opinions and understanding of things, not just based on what we hear on the outside, but also based on a serious process of contemplation and inner thought. And obviously, I'll say these processes of contemplation will yield different results for different people because we're each different. There is no way that we will look at the same thing in the same way. And obviously, there'll be a difference in the perspective we have on different things. So let's just read one more quick paragraph and then we'll stop. We're going to stop over here for today. We're going to stop with this aval over here. I want to start the daf a few minutes early. But suffice it to say, what comes out of this is something exceptionally profound. What comes out of this is that l'maisa, again, very often the way we view the world is superficial, one-dimensional, and based on the way others tell us to perceive that world. What the Mechaber says, what we have to strive to do, is ultimately to be able to understand and to reflect on the things that happen to us, to our people, and to our nation, not just simply from the perspectives that are given to us from others, but ultimately on the perspectives that emanate from deep within. How to do that, in Yirtzeh Hashem, will continue. All right. Welcome back.